Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech, this is BagelTech Media, episode number 31 for January 5th, 2011, via the Vizio. Hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2011. And welcome back to BagelTech Media. It is fantastic to be back after a two-week break. Although I must say, I really enjoyed it. But here we are, 2011 now. Can you believe it? And we've got a lot of great new media tech news to actually look through. We're not going to look back. We're not going to say, hey, man, wasn't that great back in 2010? No, we're not doing that. We're moving forward. It's 2011 now. And I want to get into that in just a moment. Of course, don't forget, as always, and we got the new network site up, BagelTech Media is part of the BagelTech Network. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now, and I promise you, the new website is there. No kidding. It's there now. Got it up over the holidays, and it is up. It is pretty much functional right now. We're still tweaking it a little bit, but you can find all the shows over there. Just go over to BagelTechNews.com right now. That is the network website, and it is live right now. Of course, also, BagelTech Media is part of, or is a proud member, should I say, of the Tech Podcast Network, that is, over at TechPodcast.com. And you can find the video version of the show as well over at TechPodcast.tv. So, yeah, I hope everybody had a really good Christmas. I had, you know, a really, really, really good Christmas. My wife surprised me, actually, with, and you probably seen me tweet it out, one of these things. Yeah, iPhone 4. Yeah, I had to wait a week for this thing. I knew I was getting it. She wouldn't let me have it. She stood true to herself, didn't let me have it. It was fantastic. I love that. I got that for Christmas as well. And I have to say, the new year was really, really good. The break was nice, all in all. I hope yours was too. But it is really back to be kind of great to be back, should I say, in sync, back to doing the show. Because I miss doing the show. It really is a lot of fun to do the show for you guys twice a week, every week. So without further ado, shall we get into the brand new year and the show in the new year right now? Let's do it right now. All right, first item up on the news agenda for 2011 for BagelTech Media, at least for your Wednesday edition, that is. This is going out to all of our Italy listeners over in Italy right now. And, you know, it's kind of funny because Italy has actually been popping up a lot with our downloads. I've noticed you guys over there, and particularly in the last about 3 to 4 months, we've had a lot of increase over in Italy for our downloads. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and downloading. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. This you may not enjoy, though. This is actually according to Italy's Government Communications Authority. They've issued two resolutions that effectively turn YouTube and other video services, but we're gonna pretty much just focus on YouTube for this and other video services as well, into TV stations. Yeah, YouTube's a TV station, at least according to the Italian government. Now, what this is gonna do, They're subject really to stricter regulation, all in all. A stricter liability for content also that they host. Now, under the new rules, and you know, this is all kind of political and government-y, so we'll simplify it as much as possible. Basically, even the smallest amount of editorial control to its content will be considered audiovisual service, and they'll have to pay additional taxes. They'll have to take down videos within 48 hours if anybody complains about slander. And this is the greatest one of all. At certain times of the day, they're not going to be able to show content to protect children. Yeah, that'll work with YouTube. I know all the time when you go on YouTube, oh no, don't see that. No, we can't show that right now. Here in 6 hours, we can. Oh, you know, it's a new year. It's 2011. Same problems. Same people in government. No, what's this thing called the internet? What does it do? Oh, it's like a giant TV? No, it's not a giant TV. YouTube is not a television station, and there's no possible way that this thing could ever push through. Well, it is pushing through, but there's no way that it's going to work, should I say. Hopefully, I hope for all our Italian listeners that this thing gets challenged in the courts over there, because this thing isn't going to fly. It ain't going to happen. I mean, how can you control YouTube? Oh, you can't show this. And you can't. YouTube is not a television station. It's an internet video site. Now, I know a lot of you are probably sitting there going, geez, could this happen where I am? Could somebody be this stupid and do this where I am? Well, particularly in the U.S., probably not. There's actually, and as much as we hate our lawmakers sometimes, they've actually got this in there. Actually, Section 230 of the Communications Act and Section 5112 have a safe harbor for these kind of things for internet video services. So it's in there. So they kind of, they got the idea like, okay, yeah, you can't really compare it to, you know, something you stick up on your roof with, you know, that's made out of aluminum and you pick it up. Last time I checked, you don't get YouTube that way. You get it through your DSL or your cable, broadband or whatever. WiMAX, whatever it may be. I just couldn't believe I laughed about this, but I feel really, really bad. And something actually just fell off the desk right now. I don't know what happened. If you heard it, something fell off the desk, but I feel sorry actually for our Italian listeners. I hope it gets corrected over there. If you weren't aware of it and you are in Italy right now and this is the first you're hearing about it, contact your lawmakers. There's got to be something you guys can do to make these people think that, hey, it's not the same thing, because it's not the same thing. All right, let's move on now with a bit more positive news and something that this never entered my mind. And I don't know why. I mean, Android is so popular right now with in the mobile phone market with the phones, and it's really taken on Apple. Well, Samsung got a good idea here. This one might actually fly in like the Galaxy Tab. The Samsung Galaxy Player. And there's actually been a pre-sale for this thing over in France right now, and it's currently on pre-sale in the UK at Amazon.uk. What it is, essentially, is a challenge to Apple's iPod Touch. That's what it is. Now you're going to be looking at £150 for an 8 gigabyte version of this thing. Yeah, it's not exactly super cheap. And £180 for a 16 gig, that is, a version of this. What I really like about this, it is very much a challenge to the iPod Touch. We need a challenge to the same, because let's face it, the iPod Touch is pretty much the only thing that's out there right now. It gives me apps. It is for music. You know, it's basically an iPhone without the phone. We've said that for a long time now. And that's what this is. You're going to have access to the Android market, free apps, paid apps. What I really like about this, FLAC support for audio. This is, to me, is going to be a big thing for audiophiles out there. They like uncompressed audio. From what I see, it's also playing uncompressed WAV files as well. And you're looking at video codecs as well for like XVID and DIVX for the thing. Something else that, you know, personally, I like DIVX codecs. I like XVID codecs for video. I hate converting that all the time into Apple's special little... it's got to be perfect format. Yeah, I know. I just got an iPhone for Christmas. You sit here belly aching about Apple. I wish it was more open. That's what I like about Android. It is more open. That's why I think this player is a good challenger. Now, do I think it's really going to take on and surpass the iPod Touch? Doubtful. Really, really doubtful. They should have made this thing at least a 32 gigabyte version of it. They really should have. Maybe they will later on if it becomes popular. But it is. I think this is going to be something that's going to be really, really nice entry into the market, an alternative finally, and not too bad. It's, like I said, UK coming January 7th in the UK, and as far as elsewhere worldwide, they're not really saying right now. US is still, they're considering the US market, but still no release date and nowhere to be heard of in Asia right now. So we'll keep an eye on it. I like it, Samsung. I really do. I think it'll be, I think it will probably actually do fairly well. All right, on with more things now, and this will bring us back stateside, and it has to do with the National Film Registry, and they've actually kind of got a good idea here, at least their heart's in the right place. The Library of Congress has kind of announced to make plans for a National Film Registry for streaming online video. Now, the Film Registry in the Library of Congress, they kind of name films that are important to, you know, basically American culture in a roundabout way. And actually, they just introduced 25 films into 2010. I mean, these are films that everybody knows. All the President's Men, The Exorcist, Saturday Night Fever. Yeah, we all know these. And there's even talks of, you know, like Star Wars and these kind of things. Something that's very popular with American culture. And it gets put into this National Film Registry, and they want to stream these things, and they actually want to do it not only via by their own website, but also via Netflix. Again, somebody's thinking, oh, yeah, Netflix was, oh, yeah, it streams things. They could do a cooperation with Netflix. Oh, it sounds great, doesn't it? It sounds like peaches and cream and pie and, oh, my goodness, look at this. You think content providers will go for it? Some will. Some will. Most won't. I can't see George Lucas going, yeah, that's a really good idea. You know, I'd love to give everything away for free. No, I don't see that happening. Hey, George, I'd love for you to change my mind, but I don't see that happening. I mean, they're very optimistic about it. The guy that's in charge of it, which is, I believe his name is Billington, is his, at least the last name anyways, that's in charge of the idea and the Library of Congress itself, saying that, you know, everything's changed so much. That they really feel optimistic, that they really think they could put this together and make it very attractive. And, you know, I like his optimism. I really do. I really hope it does go through. But I just think that content providers, particularly right now in the day and age that we live in, the whole digital thing still seems very locked to them. They don't want to let go of it. They need to let go of it because that's one of the things I honestly believe that's causing piracy out there. But they need to, you know, they need to let loose, and this would, to me, is, would be a good way of doing it. It just remains to be seen if it's actually going to happen. Again, this is a proposal, probably for this year. Don't look for it to get off the ground anytime soon, especially with the lack of funding and everything else in government right now. But it is. I think it's a way forward, and it's good that somebody is actually thinking that way. All right, on now with more things all media tech and. You know, Apple's going to be dominant this year. We all know that. But it seems like everybody's playing catch-up to Apple, actually, 2011. We got CES coming up very, very soon also. And we're looking at Vizio right now. And Vizio got a really good idea here. They're putting out a Vaya Plus line. Now, Vizio's known for really cheap but really good high-definition televisions. And essentially what they're doing, they're adding a Vaya tablet. Yes, a tablet. A Vaya phone. And a Vaya Plus Google TV. And this is all Vizio line. And what they want to do is it's going to have, you're going to have an 8-inch tablet and then you have a 3G connectivity phone. And what they want to do is it's exactly, honestly, like Apple's AirPlay. They want to take everything together. They want to say, okay, I watch it on my TV. Oh, now I can watch it on my tablet. I want to go to my phone. AirPlay, isn't it? Except it's Vizio's basically AirPlay. Again, not a whole lot is known about this yet. We're going to see this at CES, though. That's what we're hearing from the guys over at Vizio right now. You're going to be seeing this demoed and probably available very soon after it's announced fully at CES. I think this is a really good idea. Will this make other television makers get into this market? Possibly. I could see Sony doing this. Sony's very much in tied with itself that I could really see Sony doing trying something like this. Vizio, though, I like the idea, you know, a 4-inch phone, an 8-inch tablet, and then, you know, the HDTV, the whole kit and caboodle there, and basically an AirPlay feature built in. They're not saying what it's called yet, but chances are they're going to make it sound Apple-ish, so it'll sell very well. Well, that's going to wrap up your Wednesday edition and 2011, first episode of 2011 of Bagel Tech Media. Thanks, guys, once again, for taking the time to tune in, download us, and subscribe to us. And you really have been doing it. And thank you so much for your support last year. And it's great that we can see you coming into 2011 with us. Thank you so much. This is why we do the podcast, for each and every one of you. Also, I got to thank UK2.net, which is a big supporter of the Bagel Tech Network. They just gave us a VPS, I think, server. It's a news server. We're all over there. And the fine folks over at UK2.net cannot say enough. Go over to BagelTechNews.com right now. You'll see the click through them. If you're looking for great, reliable web hosting, that is, they are the one you really need to turn to. Great prices, great reliability. Fine folks over there at UK2.net. Also, I want to thank the folks over at Large Software as well for their continued support of Bagel Tech Media, seeing us right into 2011, starting us off really great. Head over to MakeMyPCNew.com right now. POD2 is still your code. Get a great bundle deal on password management and speed up your PC software. I mean, really, really great bundle. Normally $60, cost you $29.95 with our code. POD2 is our code. MakeMyPCNew.com for that. Also, don't forget, like I said, get subscribed to Bagel Tech Media. Head over to actually right now, you can go to either BagelTechMedia.com or BagelTechNews.com, and that'll take you right to our show page. You can subscribe there to audio or the video edition of the podcast. We're also available on YouTube still. We're also on Blip.TV, Boxy, Roku. We're all over the place. You can also find us at Vimeo, that is. Almost forgot the place, but Vimeo.com as well for the video edition. Of course, TechPodcast.TV also for the video edition of the show. If you want to get a hold of us, we're on Twitter at Twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can also follow me at Twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And email, always, always love the email. I actually answered a lot over the holidays, and I'd love to get one from you. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. That's BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. See you back here on Saturday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.